Your news update is brought to you by Agra Valley Services Broadband Internet and the AVS Tech Team. Serving Huron, Tuscola, and Sanilac counties. Also, Mackenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. Mackenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe. Hi, good afternoon. I'm Mac Kelly with Thumb Broadcasting and a quick look at some of your latest news headlines, beginning with Donald Trump, who is slated to campaign in North Carolina as he juggles legal troubles and his rematch against Joe Biden. Trump's Saturday evening stop in the coastal city of Wilmington will mark his first rally since his criminal hush money trial began with jury selection in Manhattan. The campaigning offers him another chance to amplify claims that his multiple pending indictments are an establishment conspiracy to try to take him down. Gaza hospital officials say an Israeli airstrike on a home in the territory's southernmost city of Rafah has killed at least 9 people, including children. Israel's nearly 7-month war with Hamas militants in the Palestinian territory has led to a dramatic escalation of tensions in the Middle East, notably between Israel and Iran. Now, attention is returning to that city, which hosts more than half of Gaza's population, about 2.3 million. Most of them were displaced by fighting elsewhere. Israel has vowed to push a ground offense against Rafah, despite international warnings against it. The most significant case in decades on homelessness has reached the Supreme Court as record numbers of people in America are without a permanent place to live. So on Monday, the justices will consider a challenge to the rulings that found punishing people for sleeping outside when shelter space is lacking amounts to unconstitutional, cruel, and unusual punishment. A political cross-section of cities in California and across the West argue the decision has restricted them from common-sense measures intended to keep homeless encampments from taking over public parks and sidewalks. Advocacy groups say ruling provides essential legal protections, especially with an increasing number of people forced to sleep outside as the cost of housing skyrockets. I'll be right back.
This is Paul from the AVS Tech Team. Is your business too small to have an in-house tech support person, but too complex to manage yourself? Perhaps your home IT person is your teenage neighborhood's kid. If you answer yes to either of these, then the AVS Tech Team is here to help. We're a group of certified experts who can get your tech on track. The first step is to give us a call at 888-282-4943. Or visit one of our 3 locations in Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky for free consultation. We'll help you determine the next steps for fixing your technology woes in a cost-effective way. We can also come to you for problems that are too big to carry into the store. There's no reason to put up with touchy technology when you have the AVS Tech Team on your side. Reach out today to see how we can help. 888-282-4943. Or visit our website at avstechteam.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook for special savings.
Want to advance your career? Agra Valley Communications, parent company of the AVS Tech Team, is growing its team. Go to avci.net/careers to learn more.
Sometimes being a mom is a thankless job. I know you appreciate her, but there's a lot she does that you don't see. You're not there all the time. It's easy to miss and to forget how tough it is for her. I'm Kent McKenzie from McKenzie Jewelers and Bad Axe. And you know she's happy to do it all. She just needs to know you appreciate her. Come see us at McKenzie Jewelers. Being a mom can be a thankless task, but not always. When she opens a gift from McKenzie Jewelers, she'll then know you appreciate all that she does, and that matters more than you'll ever know.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center. Go to www.mckenziejewelers.com.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
Dissatisfaction and controversy over a Sanilac County School District mascot change continues. More than 2 years ago, the Sandusky School District started the process of changing its mascot name from the Redskins over to the Wolves, and the district is still dealing with hard feelings for that by some in the district. The mascot change came about because it was called to the board's attention that the American Indian theme was racially insensitive by the public relations director of the Saginaw Chippewa Indian tribe during a previous board meeting more than 2 years ago. Some of those who were at the board at the time were ousted from their seats by recall. Considerable time, effort, and money has been spent over the last couple few years changing over to the new image. The district has received grants to fund the transition to the new image, which could have been, to be refunded if the district was to switch back to the previous mascot. Although some residents continue to push, the district had used the image of an American Indian redskin ever since the 1940s. District officials realize change is difficult and oftentimes necessary. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, always make sure that you go to thumbnet.net. And your news update was brought to you by Agra Valley Services, Broadband Internet, and the AVS Tech Team, serving Huron, Tuscola, and Sanilac Counties. Also by Mackenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. Mackenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe.